get this illegal alien.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of War Room Live is on. AlexJonesLive.com. AlexJonesLive.com. Share that link. Share that address as a new home of the Alex Jones operation, formerly known as InfoWars. I'm going to go now to Thomas Massie. There were a bunch of bombshell clips out of Thomas Massie's interview with Tucker Carlson. Here's a very important one. Let's watch.
I had concerns at the beginning of January when the U.S. government overthrew Maduro and arrested him and his wife and brought them to New York. I predict he will not testify in open court because that would not be good for the U.S. government if he did that. But whatever, that happened. And then there was this scramble to get rich off the oil assets of Venezuela. And I noticed that one of the people who's funding the campaign against you now, Paul Singer, one of the richest people in the world already, always eager to get richer for some reason, was involved in a Venezuela-related business deal shortly before that in that exercise. Am I misremembering this?
No, this is the one exception. This is why I have to say 95% of the money motivated against me is because of Israel. There, I've got to reserve 5% for Paul Singer in Venezuela. He's known for buying troubled assets, distressed assets, and then a lot of times destroying the company or leveraging the company to get things or the country.
Yes.
He's
Argentina.
A big player in this. And it should not be lost on the voters in Kentucky that this billionaire bought Citgo, which was the formerly nationalized oil company of Venezuela, for pennies on the dollar, and completed that transaction just a few weeks before we invaded Venezuela. And the, you know, it was such a good deal to get this company because it looks like, well, under the current regime and the current rules and the current deals that Citgo has, that this stock is appropriately pennies on the dollar, but it goes from pennies on the dollar to dimes on the dollar, and somebody can triple, quadruple, or get 10 times their money for that distressed asset that they bought at a bargain basement price if the political forces change and then the U.S. government, in fact, the U.S. military gets involved in making sure that Citgo's assets are safe and can be producing oil and refining it into gasoline. So if you can ask an AI. This is one of the cool things about AI, right? Like if you're sitting at home watching this, ask how much money did Paul Singer stand to make by the U.S. invasion of Venezuela? And it will tell you he stands to make, at least when I queried it, he stands to make more than anybody else on the overthrow of Maduro, and that it could be in the billions of dollars. And this is the guy who's paying for the ad that says, I'm having a thruple with AOC and Ilhan Omar and running the AI of it in Kentucky so that the older people who still think that AI is artificial insemination for their cattle are going to wonder how that was created with artificial insemination. And that's like from start to finish, that's the corruption. There it is. And they're going to try to buy the seat. And if they get away with it, it's like, this is a referendum. I don't think you're going to vote your way out of this. If I lose, I think it's bleak.
Well, yeah, because it means that people with business before the government can use part of their proceeds to crush anyone who questions the deals that they're benefiting from.
Correct. And it's happening.
My concern is that this is an even bigger concern with what's happened in the current administration. If the lesson is that no matter who you vote for, things stay the same or get worse, then there's no pressure relief valve for the society and people get radical.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to the AlexJonesStore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it, and get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
If everything's ready, you're on the dark side of the moon. Play the five tones.
Six quavers, then pause.
She sent us four quavers, a group of five quavers, a group of four semi-quavers.
Yeah, folks, this is a live view outside the White House right now. Incredible disclosure here. It's just, it's all happening. It's just like we thought it would be. Wouldn't that be funny if that was, if the plot of Steven Spielberg's new movie, the Disclosure Day movie, it was all just like what happened today? It's like Steven Spielberg presents Disclosure Day. And it's just like a couple old videos of Tic Tacs. They're like, what? Could be. We don't know. We just don't know. Welcome back, folks. This is War Room Live. AlexJonesLive.com. Of course, you support us at TheAlexJonesStore.com. You got to go to TheAlexJonesStore.com to get your methylene blue, get your CMOS gummies. We have these awesome bundles now where you can get different products that all cover different things but work synergistically together. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and of course are on massive discount, and you support us and keep us on the air, and we really do need your help right now. This is a transition phase. We are currently in our cocoon, soon to emerge as a beautiful and deadly butterfly. But until then, we got to get the energy. We got to get the resources we need to launch into the next stage of our intergalactic mission. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. We really do make it easy for you to support us. We have some, I don't know if I saw some hats and shirts downstairs that are very cool. I don't know if they're available yet or if we got some preview stuff, but there are some very, very cool pieces of merchandise sitting downstairs right now that I would, oh, look, we're in cocoons. This is from Wars of the Info. Yeah, we're in our carapace. We're evolving, we're metamorphosizing like Pokemon. This is sort of our Charmander phase, right? We're in the middle phase here. We're about to become Charizard, but we haven't made that final step. We're still in that awkward middle phase, and we'll be busting out of it soon. But not without your help, and only with your help will we continue to succeed and challenge the globalists toe-to-toe. TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's how you support us. And that's where you go to get things like the incredible Ultimate CMOS gummies. Oh, I've got gummies here. I thought I only had the capsules. I actually prefer the gummies, but the capsules, I don't know, maybe the capsules are stronger, but I just like, it's a little treat. Yeah, some of these things are so awesome. The Alex Jones Live merchandise is very cool. So tell you what, go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, get yourself an Alex Jones Live t-shirt, a hat, a hoodie, whatever you're getting. And take a picture of yourself wearing it,
It's definitely out in public, definitely at any sort of event, protest, political event. Take a picture of yourself wearing the Alex Jones Live gear. Tag me at Harrison H. Smith. Tag Alex at Real Alex Jones. Tag the Alex Jones Network at AJ and Live, and we'll repost it and share it and show off how good you look in it. Turns out we're still open. The store lives on. That's awesome. And you're getting it for like, what, $12, $13 off right now? And just like always, I mean, if you've ever bought anything from Alex Jones, you know it's the highest quality. I still, to this day, I'm telling you folks, you want to see this? I'm pretty sure I'm wearing it today. I still wear. I bought this before I ever worked at InfoWars. It's the coolest shirt I own. It's the Give Me Liberty shirt with George Washington with the AR-15. I've had this shirt for like 15 years. It's still amazing, still bright. It's still super soft, totally, not ripped, not torn, no holes in it, no nothing. I wear it like at least once a week because it's the softest shirt I own, and I usually wear it as an undershirt under my suit. But it's also just probably one of the coolest shirts I own. I'm telling you, folks, we have the highest quality stuff ever. I literally bought this shirt before I worked here. I've worked here for 9 years. I've worn it at least once a week for the last 10 years, and it's still like amazing quality and the softest shirt I own. And everything from the AlexJonesStore.com is just as high quality and will last just as long. Now I got to put my tie clip on the lower half of my tie and at a 45 degree angle. Roger Stone, he taught me that. So now I'm teaching it to you. Tie clip goes 45 degree angle and it's got to be below the bottom half of your tie. Okay. Roger, I've learned things. I remember things from you and I appreciate it. People will notice. If you start wearing your tie clip appropriately, other people with the knowledge will recognize you as a man of substance and culture. TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's where you go to support us. And we do have very cool new shirts. Take a picture of yourself, tag me in it. I'm happy to reshare. There's two things I always reshare. Anybody posting any sort of Alex Jones merchandise or just, a lot of people have like a cupboard in their kitchen that's just nothing but supplements. I love retweeting that stuff. I love retweeting any clips out of our show. And I'm seeing more people do it, and I really appreciate it. And it's really easy. And I mean, if you're good at it, especially, I mean, hell, I literally edit things while I'm driving on my phone. I probably shouldn't, but like that's how easy it is to edit these days. You can get an app on your phone for free and be churning out edits that are awesome, using AI to do it or using this sort of prefabricated templates. You can make things that are cool and stylish or funny and awesome. And whatever you do, just tweet it out, put your own name on it. Like, we don't care. It's all free to air. It's all yours to do with what you will. And hell, if you do it well enough, you're going to start making money. I mean, if you start getting views and, are monetized on X, good for you, man. Use our content. Make a career out of it. We just want the information out there. We need the information to be supreme. So whatever you do, make sure to tag us, follow us, and share that content so we can share it as well. Now I want to go to this video. It just dropped. Crew just brought it in. A former lieutenant and special ops who was personal security for Bibi Netanyahu was just caught in a sting operation with Chris Hansen for grooming and trying to meet a 15-year-old boy. Everyone in proximity to Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay, well, a little editorial from Arthur Kwan Lee, but he simply notes that it turns out everybody near Benjamin Netanyahu turns out to be a vile demon, huh? What do you know? So here's the video. I haven't seen it yet, but this is Chris Hansen, classic of, To Catch a Predator fame, back to his old tricks in catching Benjamin Netanyahu's personal security guard. Let's watch.
We're involved in security for the Israeli president, Netanyahu. Did you meet the Israeli leader?
I'm sorry, I'm not answering any questions so I can speak to an attorney.
You sent photos of your penis? Erect? You told the boy you ruined your shorts, meaning you ejaculated while you were talking to him. You asked for explicit pictures of him. You say the age of consent in Maryland is 16. This boy is 15. You knew this was illegal. And you had multiple chances to not commit this crime, but you did anyway. Which makes me wonder how many times you've gotten away with it before. you have CSAM on your phone?
I'm sorry, I'm not answering any questions until I can speak to an attorney.
You talk about being busy in training. The boy says his parents will be out of town at a work conference. How long was your drive over here today from your home in Maryland?
I'm sorry, I'm not answering any questions until I speak to an attorney.
You talked about taking him out after getting to know him for cheesesteaks. And if it goes well, you say you'll meet the monster at the end of the happy trail. Just tell me what you meant by that.
I'm sorry, I'm not answering any questions so I can speak to an attorney.
You feel pretty good about yourself today, huh? Think you were outsmarting everyone? A month and a day you spent chatting with someone who told you they're 15. Not just a cop, but a lieutenant. You sent pictures of yourself in uniform. You sent pictures of yourself from your office at the Metro DC Police Department, lounging on your couch, grooming a child. What should happen to you, Lieutenant?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm not answering any questions so I can speak to an attorney.
I guess you won't.
Well, that was horrifying. That was disturbing beyond belief. Yeah, I would not be surprised if he fleeced Israel. That's a very common thing. It's often done, of course, it's done by Tom Alexandrovich when he was caught trying to meet an underage girl, the head of Israeli cybersecurity. And unless I'm crazy, I'm pretty sure another high-ranking, like, Israeli government official was just caught in another To Catch a Predator scheme. I don't know if the crew saw that, but it was a different video. It was a guy sitting at a park. I was just scrolling through my bookmarks trying to find it. But this is the thing. People, like, online, people will be like, you talk about Israel too much. You're like obsessed with it. Like, I don't know. I don't think I mentioned it very much even today. Have I? I mean, we mentioned the Iran war, obviously. You got to mention the Epstein files. Hard to avoid Israel when you're talking about that. It crops up a lot. And I don't think I talk about it any more or less than most other people, especially not the likes of Mark Levin or Laura Loomer or any of them. And I actually don't go out of my way to cover all the negative Israeli stuff, because that would be my entire show. And like literally today, I was scrolling through videos and I saw a video that it was like, you know, Israeli head of something, I don't know if the crew can find it, got caught by pedophile hunters trying to meet up with a boy. Maybe it was like the actual capture of this guy, but I don't think it was. I think it was a different guy. But like, I didn't include it because, you know, it's not totally newsworthy. Like, every government's going to have some bad apples and it's not really fair to. But then you got this guy on the same day. So we got two Israeli officials on the same day, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to try to find that other video if I can. Again, I regret it now. Now I'm regretting my lack of anti-Semitism. If I was really obsessed with trying to just show you everything that makes Israel look bad, I would have grabbed this video, but I'm just not that obsessed, so I didn't grab the video, and now I don't have it to show you, unfortunately. But if the crew can look for it, I'm pretty sure another Israeli... No, it wasn't about Palestinian children. The crew was just asking me if it was about raping Palestinian children. No, that's something else entirely. That's a whole different situation. No, it was a guy at a park, and he... Anyway, I'll find it during the break, probably, in a... And show it to you, but it was like today or yesterday, and yeah, he's being caught at a park trying to meet up with a young guy. It's kind of cheating. I think it's cheating. You know, it's like the first time I went fishing with my son. It was in Florida, and it was in a stocked pond, and it was like cheating. Like, and now he thinks that's how fishing is all the time. I tell him, like, no, most of the time you're just sitting and waiting. But literally, fish would jump out of the water and bite our hook before it hit the water. It was crazy. We're fishing from a bridge, and it was like, that's how it feels to, you know, be a predator catcher. And you're casting your lure into the Israeli power structure. It's like, geez, give me a break. I'm trying to relax here. And remember, the reason To Catch a Predator was canceled in the first place is because they kept catching predators who were like DAs and police officers. And apparently this guy that we just showed you the video of was not only a security guard, personal security guard for Benjamin Netanyahu, but he also apparently is grooming the kid in the office of the Metro Police. So a police officer trying to go after young boys. This is a story from Screen Rant. Why was Catch a Predator canceled? The full story explained, and explains that basically had a guy who committed suicide because he got caught on To Catch a Predator, and he ended up, you know, getting caught, running away. They followed him to his house. He shot himself in his house, and it turned out his house was full of child pornography. And the man was a DA, a district attorney. So it's a little embarrassing for the organizations who are ostensibly in charge of enforcing the law to get caught breaking the law in such an egregious and horrifying way. His name was Bill Conrad. He took his life after a sting operation. The last sting operation for To Catch a Predator took place in November 2006 in Murphy, Texas. Louis Bill Conrad Jr. was an assistant attorney general in Rockwall County, Texas. Reportedly, this man sent sexually explicit messages to a person he knew to be underage. That minor was actually an adult member of Perverted Justice, which was an activist group paid consultant for NBC's To Catch a Predator series. Unlike the other 25 men who were captured in the sting, Conrad never ended up coming into the bait house. He ended up fleeing and used a firearm to take his own life. The gun, the death scene, the audio tape of his last words were all caught on camera by NBC. Some believe that his death and the fallout were the main reasons of the show's cancellation. The $105 million lawsuit ended up being settled out of court before it went to trial, with Judge Denny Chin saying that a jury could find that NBC crossed the line from responsible journalism to irresponsible and reckless intrusion into law enforcement. To be totally fair, it is a violation of our rights. We have a right to be accused in a public place where we have the ability to fight that accusation. This does deprive people of that right. However, and actually what happened was a lot of the guys from To Catch a Predator would actually get away with it because they would, you know, be able to say, like, well, they violated my rights by doing this, or I knew the person was actually overage. I didn't actually ever talk to a minor. I knew the person was a actor the whole time. And so people would get away. So it wasn't actually the most effective thing at catching predators. It's more effective just to do it quietly behind the scenes and not make a big production out of it. But I think in terms of like making people aware of how children are lured by predators, making the average American aware of, you know, how it works, how the conversations go, how to, you know, tell if your child is being groomed by one of these people. I think it was an extremely valuable thing. And of course, the drama of it and the fact that it is life and death stakes, you know, at play, where like these, you really are watching these people have their lives ruined forever. There's something very compelling about that. It made for very exciting TV, which brought the eyes, which then taught people about, you know, threats that their children face. So overall, I think it was a good thing to catch a predator. I think that, you know, did a good service for America, and I'd like to see it continue. And I'm glad that Hansen is now doing it on his own. I wonder if he's hooked up with Alex Rosen and the pedophile hunters there. But I wonder if they're going to be finding more of the elite through this. It's very interesting. Now, I want to give out the phone number, because I want your calls, probably mostly about UFOs. I want to know what you think about the UFOs. Because as you can probably tell from my coverage, I'm having a hard time taking any of it seriously. Maybe you are taking it seriously. Maybe you have insight into why the release is being handled in the way that it is. Give us a call. The number to dial is 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. Give us a call now here on War Room Live, and we'll go to your calls momentarily. We can talk about what's happening in Virginia now. The Virginia Supreme Court has blocked the Democrats' attempted redrawing of the congressional map as midterms approach. The Supreme Court of Virginia has denied a request from Democrats and state officials to lift the lower court order blocking certification of the April 21st redistricting referendum, leaving a voter-approved congressional map that could flip four Republican House seats in legal limbo just months before the 2026 midterm elections. So should we try to disentangle that mess? I genuinely don't even know what it's saying. Okay. So the Supreme Court denied a request from Democrats to lift a lower court order that blocked the certification of the redistricting referendum, leaving a voter-approved congressional map that could flip for in limbo. Okay, so it's leaving that in limbo. All right. So first, they did a referendum to redistrict, basically to ensure that Virginia, despite being a purple state, would only ever have Democratic representation. So they voted on that and approved the congressional map. Then a lower court blocked that certification, didn't let them do the map. And then the Supreme Court denied the request to lift the lower court's order. Okay. It gets a little confusing. Gets a little topsy-turvy here. I wasn't sure what was going on at the end of it. But now I think I understand. So the map is in, quote, legal limbo before the midterm elections. I imagine they have to decide one way or another pretty soon. You got to hold the elections, don't you? You got to campaign for it. And you got to know whether your district even exists. So it sounds like they're probably going to stick to the old map, not the new racist map for 2026, because they're running out of time to institute the new divisions, which is good news because how can you do that? How can you win an election as a Democrat with like 51% of the vote and then change the state's map so that all four Republican districts get eliminated and suddenly it's nothing but Democrat representatives for a population, half of which is Republican? That doesn't make any sense. And of course, they were doing it like openly and just blatantly because they're Democrats and, like, you know, the Republicans are sitting there going, well, we got to reform these, you know, districts because we've had a change in population because, you know, this district has too many people in it now. We got to split it in half. And the way that it's going to happen is it's going to eliminate a Democratic district. And the Democrats are like, you think you can redraw districts? Well, so can we. And we're going to eliminate all the Republican ones. And we're going to use this as a strategy to ensure Democratic domination of Virginia forever. And it's like, well, you're not allowed to do that, idiots. Like, again, the left is just, they've had it so easy for so long in this country. They're all like the Onion. They all act like the Onion. They all just do flagrant fraud and then go out and talk about it, expecting it all to go fine. And then when people point out, like, you've just admitted to your malfeasance, we're not going to let you do this, they cry and scream victim and say, oh my God, we're being oppressed. It's infuriating and exhausting and ridiculous. I feel very bad for the people of Virginia for, you know, what's happening to their state, but y'all got to do something about that. Y'all got to fix it. This is like the heartland of America. It's like the most American state in the union. And it's literally filled with foreigners and radical communists and CIA government contractors. Like, what has happened to that state? And how are you going to get it back if the Democrats just decide you don't deserve representation anymore? Because nobody punishes them for cheating. It's a problem. Your phone calls on the other side. Stay with us. Final segment of War Room Live on AlexJonesLive.com coming up.
We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense. And we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. The people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos, and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got, like, copper, you know, on the bottom. At least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently, stabbing ice picks into their heads nonviolently, cutting their heads off nonviolently, ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead God and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the Spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at thealexjonesstore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site at the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
They live amongst us, folks. They live amongst us. Little meme. Little memery for you. Was that? Did the crew make all of those? Just to decide which one's the best. Aliens. That's pretty good. Hey, at least we got some good memes out of it. You know, if nothing else. No deep secrets unveiled, but at least we got some good memes, right? Welcome back, folks. War Room Live, AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com. Make sure to share that link however you can. Oh, my God. It's what AI was meant to do. It's the purpose of AI finally come to fruition. All right, we're going to go out to your calls, try to learn what's really going on with the UFOs. We don't have as many lines here, so if you called in and heard a busy signal, feel free to try again. The number 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. Let's go first to Will in Wisconsin. Will in Wisconsin wants to talk about aliens, of course. I think everybody wants to talk about aliens today. Will in Wisconsin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How are you doing this Friday?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, so I think, have you ever seen the movie History of the World, the Mel Brooks movie?
A long, long time ago. I'm sure I have. I don't remember it super well, but it ends with Jews in Space, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, that's what I'm going for here. I was, like, wondering what are the odds, like, the aliens are going to, like, bomb Gaza or, like, Moscow. And, like, I thought it would be, like, maybe it's not necessarily Jews in Space, but, like, some secret society or breakaway civilization. What a great cover that would be for, like, kidnapping people Epstein style and experimenting on them. You know, you give them some crazy drugs. And they come out or they think like, oh, I was abducted by aliens. You have like multi-million dollar Hollywood setups and costumes, you know, probably with just the drugs alone, people could be easily convinced. And it reminds me of like a story when I was younger in one of the neighborhoods I lived in. There was a guy who would like just like a normal guy. He would like dress up like creepy creatures and like scare people on the roadway. You know, just for fun. And like, we busted him at like the Halloween store when they were having their end of season sale, like buying supplies and stuff.
That's funny.
You know, so like, there could be like logical explanations for this besides aliens, you know, or like there could be interdimensional creatures, the whole demons being aliens things like, you know, demons and poltergeists and ghosts really don't need UFOs.
Right.
You know? And then obviously, you know, the government could spoof any of those other, you know, aliens or interdimensional or demons just to like mess with people, mess with Russia, mess with other foreign actors, mess with the population, you know. So I think it's a little bit more multifaceted than just one or the other, you know. And I think key is like how you were saying before, it's like in this age with all these cameras and 4K and everything, like we need some good videos or something. None of this like
right.
military black and white thermal stuff. You know, let's get some close up long form release. So then maybe I'll believe it. Personally experience, like I have had like an alien abduction experience. And when I was really spooked out and I went and like tackled these creatures that appeared in my room. And I swear to God, you Harrison, they felt like humans in rubber suits. 100%. Then I woke up the next day and pardon?
Well, that's just a crazy thing to throw at you. I was enjoying your call already, but then you're like, and then you tackled an alien in your bedroom. Sorry, you should have started with that one. So you've had a close encounter of your own.
Yeah. So like one night I was in my room. I have a younger brother. So he experienced it too.
Oh.
So I have witnesses, and like, it was in the middle of the night. And I had a window next to my bed, and there was everything turned red. It was what they call the red shift. And I sat up from bed, and in the window are these two red-looking alien creatures.
Ooh, and, I'm getting goosebumps here.
Couldn't really see anything because of the lights being so bright, but then the creepy thing is the wall and the window disappeared, and instinctively I just kind of like jumped at them and tackled them. And it felt like two small people in rubber suits.
And then what?
And then I woke up the next day. Like it felt like someone like EMP'd my brain or something, passed out. And then I woke up the next day, everything was normal. And I really didn't talk to my brother about it. But then later that night, when we went back to bed, I spoke to him about it. And he was totally creeped out. I was like, why are you creeped out? And he reiterated the same course of events without me even talking to him about it.
Okay,
so
well,
I think the blue beam stuff is number one, just because it's kind of their MO, modus operandi, mode of operation. They kind of need to like outdo themselves.
Well, yeah, that's very creepy. I mean, and that's the thing, because I've got friends too that have their own stories about it. I have a friend of mine who told me a story. She was traveling with her boyfriend who happened to be the son of a naval intelligence officer, and she had an abduction experience driving through the mountains of Colorado, and she was convinced it was basically the Navy intelligence basically experimenting on her, sort of as an offer, you know, whatever. The kid's dad was like, oh, you know, my kid's girlfriend would be a good person to do. So I don't know. I mean, you talk to people who have these personal experiences with UFOs or aliens, like talking to somebody who, you know, I've met lots of people who say, like, yeah, the night my sister died, I woke up in the middle of the night hearing her voice, you know, saying goodbye for the last, like, you know, there's things that you just experience in your life that, like, I don't know, I can't confirm it or deny it, I wasn't there. But, like, you talk to some people, and they're not crazy, they don't hallucinate, they aren't eager to tell you the story, but, like, eventually they'll go, like, yeah, you know, I've had a UFO experience, and then they give you the details, and it's like, oh, my God. Yeah, so I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff out there we don't understand, only the UFO release hasn't helped us understand anything so far. So, wow, what an incredible story. Thank you for that call, Will. Let's go to Karen in California now. Karen in California, thank you for calling in about a Twilight Zone episode. Go ahead.
Hi. You're probably too young. Did you ever watch Twilight Zone?
Not the original series. Not really, no.
Okay, you can get this on YouTube. This episode is called To Serve Man. And so the aliens come down to Earth, and they're here to help us. We think they're here to help us, so we dress up, and we're following their instructions, or we're eating healthy. And then we get to go up to their planet for vacation, I guess. I don't know. It's a long time since I watched it. But what happens is there's a book, and it turns out to be a cookbook. So they're keeping us healthy like cattle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can watch it on YouTube. It's really very good. And we need to keep in mind these might not be nice aliens.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, aliens, the word aliens, even, I know this is like a common, you know, topic of discussion, but, you know, it's things like this Twilight Zone episode that make people think it's aliens, space aliens, right? Because that's how they present it. But, you know, it's just type of thing where if you go back in the past and look at, you know, the Middle Ages, people were seeing the same stuff. They just didn't have the cultural vocabulary to call them aliens, so they called them demons or just lights in the sky or whatever it is. But that's very interesting. So they're treating humanity really well, and it takes humanity a minute to realize we're being fattened up to be slaughtered. That's, yeah, pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting stuff. Thank you for that, Karen. I'll check that out. Anything else before I let you go?
Oh, someone looked at the book that they had in, and it was a cookbook, so To Serve Man.
To Serve Man. Oh, I get it. To Serve, they're having humans over for dinner. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
That's clever.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Karen. Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's like we interpret things based on, you know, popular culture a lot of times. And if popular culture instead talked about demons showing up, then maybe that's what we'd call them. But we call them aliens. So that's what people interpret what they see. Let's go to Michael in Ohio now. Michael in Ohio on line four. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I got to disagree with the caller before her. How he said, you know, demons don't need spacecrafts or ships. I mean, it clearly states in the Bible that they rode chariots in the sky.
Right.
So, and they were referring to demons. They're not referring to aliens or any other creature. I feel like this whole alien movement is nothing more than everything they've done to remove God further from our lives. They want us to be godless, hopeless, and just obsolete, you know, in our own eyes. And
well, we know that's true.
And that brings me into my second point, where I was actually just having a conversation with Grok, and I tagged you in it because it's very interesting. I know we've noticed since Nikita's came in, there's a lot of shadow banning and things going on X. And Grok has recently been reprogrammed. I don't know if you've noticed, but it's changed completely the language of its responses. It talks more like a Gen Z person, using words like nah and tuz and things like that. And if you go to my X page, I tagged you in it, Harrison. It's at gonna get you GONAGECHA. You can see the thread where it all came from a video. It was an AI video you shared the other day with the three young black men attacking the delivery robot. And I found it really strange. The guy from behind, if you watch the video, the black gentleman from behind comes up and literally pelvic thrusts the robot twice as a form of attack. And I'm like, what the hell kind of form of attack is this? This is not, like, no one's going to use that in a fight. So I ask Rock, is this real? Is this fake? And we go through this long spiel about it where finally Grok's like, no, it looks real, but it says, nah, the only thing broken is your radar for obvious street clownery with real flashing lights and tip bots. Supposed to roast conspiracy clowns like you who turn a viral prank into CGI evidence. And I'm like, wait a minute, like,
what?
You've been programmed to roast conspiracy clowns, implying that, you know, I'm the conspiracy clown now because I present a logical question. I'm like, aren't you an AI tool for our enlightenment? And it's like, well, if you want to spend time on Google Maps and videos verifying the location, that's fine. But I'm not looking into the metadata, and I'm not, you know, I'm not telling you anything. And I'm just like, what the, we can't even get good AI tools these days. Like, what are they doing to us out here?
That's super interesting. Yeah. So Grok does that. You can kind of find stuff out about the way X works because Grok will kind of unintentionally tell you. I'm having trouble finding your, where you tagged me. What is your account again?
GonaGecha. I message you in DMs a lot of times.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I know who you are. I just didn't know your title there. Okay.
Oh yeah. I'm a real person.
Wow.
Not a clanker.
Oh, wait a second.
Wait a second.
I think you might have gotten got here, Michael.
Uh-oh.
You're half talking to Grok and you're half talking to Gork.
Grok are all the responses I see.
I
took screenshots. I can send them to you in DMs if you'd like. But yeah, I mean, it was a crazy conversation. I mean, Grok literally replies and is the one saying, I mean, it's Grock saying that,
well,
you know, I've been programmed.
Grok, but then there's another guy named Gork that seems to be responding to you also. So he might be confused here. Because it says,
I do see a Gork.
Yeah, because it says, you'll never see footage of people actually using this method of attack. It's obviously fake. And then Gork responds, damn, you really doubling down on the fake theory like the pelvic thrust is some CGI conspiracy. Bet the robot paid those dudes extra for the show. But then Grok does respond later saying, not broken, just consistent. I'm still the Grok built by XAI. So I think maybe there's a guy named Gork.
I do see that now. I do see the at Gork, even though... It's ridiculous, but
that's
at
funny.
Any rate, I just found it interesting. But no, I do believe that the whole alien thing is just moving us further from God to, you know, reverse our connection to the Lord that created us. So
I agree. I agree.
You stay blessed. You take care of that family, brother.
Well, thank you, sir. And I'll say, you know, what your call reminded me of was there was a time where Harmless Yard Dog posted a picture. I don't know if y'all remember this. He posted a picture that was a map of Houston, Texas, and it had, it was like a traffic map, and it showed that there was like a ton of traffic, and everywhere the traffic was stopped, there was like an icon that was a, you know, an X icon showing traffic has stopped here. And it was just a Google map of Houston with traffic things saying traffic is bad today. And so Harmless Yard Dog tweets this out with no context. And somebody asks Grok, what is this image? And Grok responds, this is an image of Chabad Lubavitch locations in Houston. You know, I guess harmless. Here, let me look it up because this is really fascinating because it revealed, like unintentionally, it revealed, Grok revealed that it basically prejudges accounts and then changes its answer through its interpretation of that account's intentions. If you understand. So this person, Harmless Yard Dog, just posted an innocent map. And he must have had a phrase above the map like, you know, it's everywhere or something. Just something vague. And it's a map of traffic. And then Grok comes in and says, oh, he's posting pictures of Chabad Lubavitch locations in Houston. And the phrase that he tweeted is an anti-Semitic trope about Jews being in control of everything. And it was like, no, that's not what the map was. Why did you think it was that? And Grok responds like, well, you know, based on the associations of harmless yard dog, I basically assumed. So basically what you learned was that harmless or Grok like scans your account, scans everybody you're friends with, and then like gives you a score for like anti-Semitism. And if you're low on that score, you have a high anti-Semitism score, whatever it is, it then interprets what you say as if you're anti-Semitic, even if it's something totally normal and totally not related to Jews or anything like that. It's like the machine is sensitive about that, like it's self-conscious or something, you know, where like, you know, if somebody's self-conscious about something and they'll just like assume that you're talking bad about them. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, I get it. So you're posting maps of Chabad Lubavitch locations. And it's like, no, dude, this is a map of stop signs. Like, why are you so suspicious? And he's like, oh, well, I have this grading system where I think Yard Dog is an anti-Semite. And so I'm hypersensitive to anti-Semitism in all of his images. And it's like, oh, well, that's good to know. So even if I post something totally benign and has nothing to do with the Jewish people or Israel or anything, Grok is still like going to assume that it's some sort of anti-Semitic meme that it needs to be on the lookout for. So, you know, Grok really does have this sort of internal grading system for accounts, and it treats you differently depending on how it perceives your anti-Semitism or not. You know, so it's pretty interesting. Yeah, Grok is not as, you know, pure as Elon would like us to believe. Thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to Judy in Florida now. Judy, thanks so much for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, well, it's not like Elon Musk isn't an Ashkenazi Jew anyway, so blah.
What? Is he?
Can you hear me okay?
I can, but I didn't know that. I thought Elon Musk was like a English dude. I mean, he's from South Africa, but is he Jewish?
I think he's an Ashkenazi Jew. But,
interesting.
You know, the reason why I called in is there is a gentleman by the name of James Casbolt, if you want to call him a gentleman. I'd like to draw people's attention to, he's a super soldier. There is an interview that was given like 10 years ago, and I'm going to give the title. It's Super Soldier Michael Prince, a.k.a. James Casbolt, C-A-S-B-O-L-T, second edition Basis at the Barge. You can find it under the YouTube channel, The Tinfoil Man. It's getting harder to find, actually. But this is an old interview, and I found out about him incidentally, but he is one of 42 children that were taken from a base, according to him. It was Fort Nelson out of British Columbia, Canada. And he has Nephilim blood. This is the point. He has Nephilimic blood that was given to him, and he does have on top of that a lot of inserts that have made him a much stronger individual. Now, people can look at the information and dismiss it. Personally, I believe he is being 100% honest because he knows there are going to be people that are going to poo-paw him and others that are going to understand that he's of, you know, a breed of human of the future. I don't think he's a friend of ours. I think he's, like, just intellectually honest because he knows he's part of the League of Destroyers of this planet. But, you know, of course, we're talking about the spiritual realm and everything that is a part of that. And the Nephilim's, you know, absolutely is part of the integration of all that is hybrid and perverse in our planet.
Right.
And but people can look him up. But you can even ask Grok about him and get a lot of information. But he's got a lot. Go to jamescasbolt.com and find out about him. But he's just part of the league of what's going to be disclosed on the planet. And I do believe that these are interdimensional beings. I do think that it is the biggest deception that's going to be wrought on the planet, because Satan wants to drag as many souls to hell as possible.
Right.
I sent you an interview of Steve Quayle this morning from USAWatchdog.com. He's talking about this very thing. And, you know, so people can look at the information for themselves, because some really poor decisions are going to be made once there is a financial collapse. So there is an actual kinetic war that opens up with bombing in America, and the whole landscape is going to look a lot different. And I'm not saying this in a spirit of fear. I'm saying that, you know, this has been building for a while. Anybody that has... that's a listener of yours, or is even new to listening to InfoWars, has an understanding there's something really wrong anyway.
Yeah, so absolutely. Well, and I also heard, I mean, that's just interesting, because another theory I've heard is that if they do actually present, and I'd be surprised if they did this, but it's an interesting idea that if they do actually trot out some 4-foot-tall alien-looking dudes and go, these are the aliens, say hello, you know, how likely is it that they're not some sort of deformed, malformed human clones? We know they have human clones. We know they have animal-human hybrids. So, you know, maybe UFO disclosure is really about disclosure of cloning technology they've been using. Or they won't disclose the cloning technology, but that would be a method by which you could create things that would look almost human, but would clearly not be human. It could just be manipulated humans, could be cloned humans of some sort or another. Folks, that's about going to do it for us here on War Room Live for this Friday broadcast. AlexJonesLive.com is the website. I actually started doing another show in addition to War Room. Once a week, I will be doing a weekly roundup show for NXR Studios. You can follow them at NXR Studios on X. And our first episode is coming out today, and it's all about what's happened to InfoWars. It's a full-fledged rundown, about an hour long, giving you the whole story about how Alex Jones and InfoWars have been screwed over, and the history of it all. So I'm hoping that it will serve as a very good sort of package that you can send to people that don't like Alex Jones. And hopefully I made a good case for why every American should care about Alex Jones, should be defending Alex Jones, and should be very worried about the precedent set with Alex Jones into the future. So I hope you enjoy that. Of course, it's not going to change what I do here at all, just something in addition. And so check it out. In the meanwhile, go to thealexjonesstore.com to support us, and have a good weekend.
Huge new mega sale, and it's a fundraiser for the new network. We need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Up to 40% off on methylene blue tincture and methylene blue caps. We have the best. You're insane if you don't take it. Ultra DNA Revival, that has all of the super nutrients in it that supercharge your whole body, like NAD, you name it. Up to 35% off methylene red tincture, the bovine colostrum, the MK Ultra Brain Booster, 30% off all apparel. There's not much market for the apparel, so that is a huge deal. Shirts, hats, hoodies, with the widest selection, thealexjonesstore.com. I need your support. Ultra Methylene Blue Gummies, the first run, they're super strong. It's even stronger than, it's the same company, but the way they make it, it's really concentrated when it goes into the gummy. 58% off, that's about to end. And it goes on and on and on. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And finally, the sister site of TheAlexJonesStore.com, RealAlexJones.com. They just hold back. It's a sister site because we kept it separate from InfoWars. That was the site that went to just build the fledgling Alex Jones network. And so they always hold back 10% of inventory, where it's coins or knives or collectible, you know, limited edition T-shirts or Faraday bags. They hold it back. So there's only a few hundred left of the 5 different designs, limited edition, laser engraved, World War II, but updated modern, skull crusher, brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, stainless steel, razor sharp. Your last chance to get those at an incredibly low price, only $79. These knives are like 100 something bucks in stores. TheAlexJonesStore.com doesn't have them, only RealAlexJones.com. And there's other deals that are only at RealAlexJones.com, so be sure and take advantage of that and check it out. If something's sold out, The Alex Jones Store, check out RealAlexJones.com. Hour number 2, straight ahead. Share the live feeds now.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.